Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone, and on this episode, I want to talk about jealousy. I know everybody has their different opinions about whether or not jealousy is a normal feeling. I am here to tell you, jealousy is not a normal feeling. Jealousy is an evil spirit, and I feel a lot comes with jealousy. It's more than just, oh, I wish I had that. It's like people feeling like you don't deserve what you have, or feeling like if you have it, they should have it. And I just don't feel like jealousy is a normal feeling. Like, if I see somebody with something that I wish I had, I'm going to be inspired. I'm going to be motivated. I'm going to admire that thing about that person. I don't have a very like bubbly personality, but I admire women so much when they do. When they're just really bubbly and just happy as hell for like no reason at all, I admire that so much. I'm such a more like chill person, and you know, I'm just a very guarded person as well. So I admire that, and I'm like, you know what? One day I hope that I can be a little bit of that. Maybe not all the way, but just a little bit of that. But I'm not like jealous or feeling need to hate on them, or like they don't got no reason to be that happy. That's jealousy to me. Jealousy to me is me seeing those bubbly women and be like, they don't have no reason to be that happy. They're pretending they're not really that happy. Nobody's that happy. That to me is jealousy. And I feel like I've experienced so many people being jealous of me in my life, from friends to coworkers to boyfriends. And at the time, I did not realize that they was jealous of me. In my mind, I'm thinking, who would be jealous of me? Like, I work a regular 9 to 5. Like, I have to get up and go to work and pay bills like everybody else. I'm not Beyonce. I'm not Rihanna. Like, that's who I would save my jealousy for. Somebody who just gets to roll out of bed and just do whatever they want on their time frame and go whenever they please. You know, like, I have a lot of responsibilities and obligations that I'm like tied to, you know, and I wish I had like financial freedom that I could just do what I want, but I don't. I work a full-time job like most people, but I realize that people will be jealous of anything. And I feel like when it comes down to a lot of the friendships that I've had in the past, it didn't start off as jealousy. It started off as they admired me for this, they admired me for that. And then somewhere along the line, it turned into like a competition. Oh, you're getting a new place? I'm getting a new place too. You're buying new furniture? I'm buying new furniture. It was just like, it turned into a competition, and it was always them trying to like one up me. And I feel like the thing about jealous people is that they desperately want you to be jealous of them. So they try to like rub things in your face that you don't care about. It's like, I had this one friend who met somebody and she got into a relationship, you know, and I was single. And she just would not stop. Well, I can't wear this because I have a man. I can't work on these days because I have a man. Well, I have a man. And it's like the way she would be saying man. And it's like, girl, like, what's your purpose? Like, what's your point? And then when I said, like, I'm happy being single. I like being single. Yeah, it's all fun and games until that loneliness starts to set in. Once you start feeling lonely. And it's just like, girl, you can be lonely in a relationship. I feel like if you're my friend, then you should just be supportive. If your friend is telling you, like, I don't want to date, I really just want to be single right now, I'm in my single season, you should just be supportive of that. You shouldn't constantly be like going against it. And then the crazy part about her constantly sending me stuff about dating, even though I told her I don't want to date and going against it. Once I did start dating somebody, she was just basically telling me like, he's not going to want you, which was crazy, which was crazy because you're supposed to be my friend. So why wouldn't you just be positive about the situation? Like, I'm positive about your situation. I feel like when people are jealous of you, it feels like they're working against you. It's like It's like you're on Traders, where they're pretending like they're helping you, but then also secretly trying to like sabotage you. So they'll be giving you like really good, solid advice. But if things are starting to really work in your favor and go good, they'll start trying to like point you in the opposite direction, you know? And I feel like I've also experienced this with relationships. Once I started to accomplish goals and elevate myself, the person that I was with felt a need to try and humble me. And I know some men, they do it because they're insecure, but it was this one relationship where I just felt like he was so jealous of me. He was so jealous of me. And that was the first time that I think I really acknowledged like people being jealous of me. I think before that I was kind of just like giving people passes, or I was just very like oblivious to it. But I just felt like he was so jealous of me, and he wanted to be in competition with me so bad. You know, he wanted to be a girl so bad. You're not a girl. He would even be jealous of my dog. He would be like, you show your dog more attention than you show me. You treat your dog better than you treat me. You speak to your dog before you speak to me. Mind you, my dog was meeting me at the door. So as soon as I opened the door, my dog would be there. And I'd be like, oh, hey, baby, like to my dog. And he felt like that was a problem. If you're jealous of a dog, then this feeling that I have that you're jealous of me, I'm sure you're jealous of me. Some of the biggest haters / jealous people you will ever meet will be your coworkers. I don't know what it is about people wanting to hate on people they barely know, but coworkers are such haters, especially when it's like a man in the mix. They don't want you to be like looking at their work bag, their work husband, their work boyfriend. They take that very seriously. They have a whole husband at home, baby daddy at home, boyfriend, but they take their work husband and work bae relationship seriously. And not just the women, the men too. They be like looking for that person and be really genuinely happy to see them. And some of them, they be doing things outside of work, you know? So they see somebody new coming around and they are like mad, you know? They trying to be like territorial over this person, over their little work bae, their little work husband. But even without that, people are just jealous. They will just find someone to dislike for any reason, any little small reason. Find somebody to like try to take their frustration out on. And I feel like a lot of it stems from jealousy. People will be so jealous of the way you look, the way you carry yourself, the way you dress, what brand uniforms you're wearing, what brand shoes you're wearing, like whatever you have that they might not have or can't afford to have, or, you know, they're just so jealous and just so envious. And I feel like when it's too bad, you need to like have an exit plan. Always make sure you have savings, like have a savings account, have money in the savings account. Okay, don't spend the money in the savings account. Look at the savings account as something you cannot touch. Like that money's not included in how much money you have. Okay, so if you spend what's in your checking account, you are broke. And I think that's really, really important, because I have been at places where it's like they recruiting bitches, okay? Like one person is acting like they so jealous of me, like they have a problem with me for no reason, and they like getting other people to like jump on the bandwagon. And I've had someone try to do that to me before. I was cool with the girl at work. She was so jealous of another girl because she liked the guy that the girl was messing around with. And because she didn't like her, she was trying her hardest to get me to not like her too. And I just did not feed into that. Like, clearly the way you talk about this girl, you're jealous of her. She's not doing anything to bother you. And whenever you guys have conversations, she's nothing but nice to you. Like, I don't feed into the drama. Okay, you guys, I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I want to give you guys a little bit of an update on certain things that I've talked about in past episodes. If you're somebody who listens, you know, consistently. So first of all, I want to say that I'm no longer a pescatarian. I have added chicken back to my diet, but only chicken. And it's just because I just want to not necessarily bulk up, but I just remember my thighs looking a certain way. So I'm just trying to build more muscle, and I feel like I just need to take in more protein. And I just want my thighs to be back how they were before, my legs like very toned. And I feel like I've been having a hard time accomplishing that. I don't think I'm taking in enough protein. So I have added chicken back to my diet, and I am no longer a pescatarian. On that one episode where the CNA and me like had like a little like verbal exchange, she no longer works at my job. I don't know if she got fired or quit. I just know she is no longer there, and I no longer have to deal with the headache, and I am happy about that. And as far as my little hobbies that I have, I am currently reading Brittany Griner book, and it is so good. It has been so refreshing because she literally wrote this book exactly how she talks. And I love that. It's so refreshing. Like, because the last books that I've been reading, they've been so like prim and proper. And this girl is like, she's just saying what she wants, how she wants to say it. And I love that so much. As far as crocheting, I want to start working on a baby blanket. My nephew is having a baby, and then also one of my friends that I know down here in Houston is having a baby. So that's like my next project that I want to start working on. And what else? I've been going to the gym every day that I've been off. Getting better at cooking. I still want to maybe take some cooking classes. I can't lie. I really want to find somebody black. And that doesn't mean white people can't cook. Okay, that's not what I'm saying at all. I want to find somebody black because I really want to learn how to cook soul food really good. Like, I want to work on my baked macaroni and cheese because it's not where it's at. I want to work on my candy yams because, y'all, I love me some candy yams. And I'm trying to make it like my grandma used to make it. And I would love to make banana pudding and peach cobbler. So, yeah, I'm definitely still looking for, like, cooking classes. And yeah, I've been journaling, or sometimes I'll just write down affirmations. I'll just be like, especially if I'm in a bad mood, just reminding myself, like, you're strong, you're confident, you're loved, you're capable. Like, I'll just literally, like, I'll just be like writing that down. I am strong, I am capable, I am like in a row in like my journal. To like really like as like a pick me up. I've been seeing all these things about a dopamine menu and stuff. And I feel like I got a lot of things on my dopamine menu. And I think you should too as well. Like, have a lot of things that put you in a good mood. Or if you're overthinking, that just can turn that off for you. Because if I'm overthinking, I will pick up a good book, read that book, and it's over with. Like, I'm no longer just constantly thinking about whatever I was just like wrecking my mind. But I really hope that you guys enjoyed this season. Next season, I do want to do video and audio, so that way the people who like to watch, they'll be able to have like a visual aid. I just feel like that's so much work. Oh my God. Like, I'm gonna have to do my makeup. I'm gonna have to make sure my hair is done. You know, I gotta put on some cute little outfits. Like, so I'm figuring that out now, you know, as far as like cameras and lighting and all of that stuff. I'm just trying to figure it out. This break, I can't lie, this break might be until next year. I'm hoping that it's not, but I do just have a lot on my plate with me going back to school. So I really enjoy doing this. And honestly, I've got way more views than what I thought I would get. So Shout out to you guys. Thank you. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.